Chris Shackelford is on a quest for perfect produce.
I'm kind of looking for mostly herbs, heirloom tomatoes.
He's the owner of Trellio, an upscale American restaurant in Clovis. He shops at Valley Farm Stands and Farmers Markets, like the Vineyard Farmers Market at Blackstone and Shaw in Fresno.
Kind of every day come look at everybody's stuff and then kind of make a game plan as to what looks the best and what will present the best.
He says the produce and game these small farms offer add flair and freshness to his restaurant's cuisine. Each item on Trellio's menu is labeled with the farm or ranch its ingredients come from.
For us, it gives us uniqueness. It's allowed us to really be in tune with the seasons menu-wise. We pretty much write and design our menus based on what's available at all the farmers markets that we go to.
Tomatoes are a main ingredient in much of Trellio's food, but the fleshy fruits served in the restaurant aren't picked green and aren't artificially ripened. Instead, their cherry and heirloom tomatoes are from what might seem like an unlikely source, a backyard garden near downtown Fresno.
I think my first foray into hunting down was actually Towers Urban Family Farm, in that I didn't expect to really buy anything. But when I got there and the product they were growing, I wasn't expecting to put a middle of downtown farmer's food on my menu.
Tower Urban Family Farms, otherwise known as Tuff, got its start when 33-year-old Nolan Schmidt decided that fallow ground in urban Fresno should be used for farming.
The concept is to farm either an unused or plotted or platted land, backyards that are being used for grass and using water but not producing anything for homes that are struggling. So we can take land and put in a vegetable garden and show people that it's commercially viable to use a backyard to sell to restaurants and do a farmer's market with.
Schmidt's organic operation started off with one backyard garden the summer of 2012, harvesting mostly tomatoes. Schmidt and his two brothers now run four backyard garden plots with over 500 tomato plants and run a weekly farm stand selling over 20 types of tomatoes, eggplant, peppers, and more.
I don't know how much. Is it all the same price?
It's $3 a pound for tomatoes and then $2 a pound. So that's $1.50 and you're at like $2 right now.
Seven restaurants in the region offer Tuff's produce on their menus.
As a farm, we're willing to cater to the smallest restaurant. You know, we'll sell by the pound or to the ounce.
That's what Leo Rios appreciates.
Can I get a cafe con leche iced, please?
He runs Cafe Corazon, a Fresno-based coffee shop known for its in-house roasting. He started serving brunch a year ago using Tuff's produce.
The Tower Urban Family Farm is maybe like 6 or 8 blocks away. When a purchase is made here, you're supporting this business, you're supporting the local community. By virtue of that, I'm able to buy this tomatoes from this farm that's also very local, and it keeps all the dollars and supports the community around us.
Rios says Cafe Corazon's brunch wouldn't be profitable if it weren't for Tuff's produce.
When you're able to buy it when it's very ripe and it's from around the corner, basically, it just tastes that much better. We're not under the gun to have to, you know, purchase, you know, 3 weeks worth ahead of time or have to store it in, you know, these large quantities. We're able to order it on request and have it the next day or two.
Ryan Jacobson, the executive director of the Fresno County Farm Bureau, says small farms in the valley are becoming more and more driven by local consumers. He says a movement in the region is brewing over where food originates.
There are consumers out there that want to learn more and more about where their food comes from. And so as those consumer demands increase, there's obviously niches that exist for certain farms here in the San Joaquin Valley to be able to fill those niches and supply that information that those consumers are looking for.
And that local food trend is helping boost the bottom line for small farmers.
You're just seeing more and more small and mid-scale family farms showing up at farmers markets and more consumers interested in buying local food.
That's Gail Feenstra from the Agricultural Sustainability Institute at UC Davis. She says the sooner a product from a valley farm can meet a consumer's taste buds, the better.
And the idea is that people want to know where their food comes from, basically. They want to know that it's fresh, that it's nutritious, and they also like the idea of supporting a family farmer so that agriculture stays viable in their area.
And she says that's prompting more young people to consider careers in agriculture.
Well, one of the things that we're seeing up here at UC Davis is a lot more students that are interested in this whole area. A lot of those are going on and trying their hand at farming or going back to a family farm in some cases.
But the growing demand for boutique agricultural products isn't just benefiting local farmers. There's also dozens of value-added businesses that use locally grown food to make and market their own delicious products. Take, for example, 30-year-old Casey Pomerine from Madera County. The daughter of a fourth-generation farmer, Pomerine is gathering some of the region's best gluten-free food and selling it across the nation. Each month, subscribers get a shipment of tasty and healthy treats, which she calls the G-Free Foodie Box.
Really, the box is about my favorite stuff, the things that I and the team that works for me think are incredible.
Pomerine, who holds degrees in agriculture from both Cal Poly and Fresno State, says people from around the country crave what's growing in the valley, and many will pay top dollar for it. The August box includes natural grenadine, figs, pie crust mix, gluten-free graham crackers, and more.
The whole thing about being a G-free foodie is I don't want to eat anything that tastes bad, and I don't want to eat anything that's not got a bunch of ingredients that aren't identifiable. So those are the kind of products that foodies want, and we're finding some of that crossover.
The three-month-old company has gone from selling 35 boxes a month to 100 and is now being scouted for national distribution.
Quarter fire, grape salad, two pepper soup, second course, two chicken, one tuna, one pork.
Back at Trellio, Chris Shackelford says his goal is for 75% of each plate served to be sourced from local producers.
To be like total, like farm to fork is the tuna dish, because literally almost every last single ingredient has come from somebody that has either caught it or grown it themselves. Basically the salt and pepper is the only thing in there that I can't guarantee is local.
And it's those connections between the land and the table that are keeping Trellio's doors open. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra Romero.